What's the definition of a Meiri?
Female?
Yeah. What is the Meiri seem to hold? It seems to hold that it's still considered the Milsayu Kaimi as long as it hasn't been functionally removed. In other words, structurally, it has been removed. Because the mashka is now expressed from the guf. But it was never functionally removed to another type of a function. Like taking the oil out as a mashka. It still is b'toras ochel. So it has to be not that it's physically, structurally changed, but it goes by the realm of achila. So as long as it still is functioning as an ochel, like it was before, the fact that the mashka is burst out of its vessels doesn't matter. Right? As we seem to hold. Milsayu kaimi means it's still the same derech achila, still the same ochel, still the same entity of ochel. And it would only be a zeya issue when you're extracting it and you're changing it in terms of how it uses functions as an ochel. But that was the question. Do you say just the tsura, just the change of the tsura? No, it's called milsayu kaimi. All right, well, what do you say with Rashi? What do you say with Rashi? So Rashi says, let's see if we can get anywhere over here. Rashi says that what? That first he says, prima means it's kosush kitsas ve'eno marusa. Right? And then he says it's davar moch at the end. Yeah. So are those different? Is kosush kitsas... Is that the same as moch? Not clear. But anyway, what were the three middle cases? It's interesting. What do they have in common, these three middle cases? Right? What do they have in common? Or maybe one of them doesn't belong. Maybe you like that guy better. What do they have in common? What do you say? What do you say? What's the common theme in these three cases?
All crushed.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah?
You have to crush dates to make them.
No.
Like I'm trying to get
the three cases of you, the non-date cases.
They're all inferior. So
why? Why are they inferior?
To whatever the original thing in each case would have been.
How do you know that? How do you know they're inferior?
Well, I mean, you see them by the Persani.
Well, let's look at Rashi. I'm going to read it to you, okay? I'm going to read it to you. And you tell me what they have in common. All right? Kor to me. Karkom, shekotchin oso v'nostin bo yayin v'shosin. So what's kor to me is the saffron that you crush and you put water, you put wine in to drink it. Shumshmi is also crushed. Why? Lehotzi shemeinon, to extract their oil. Portsini is also is what is crushed grapes in order to put water in the shells and the what?
They're all like for something else.
They're all for something else.
Yeah. Not the main thing.
They're all. So what would you call that?
Like ingredients.
It's all like a machshir. Now these three cases that Ravina was asking, all of them are that the crushing. They all have in common, according to Rashi, that they're being crushed for another purpose. Right? Not to just eat them like this. Apparently that's the difference between the three cases that Ravina proposed and the case of the Tamarim Shaltruma. That, what's the difference? There's two types of ksisha, he's saying. There's kotush to prepare it. I'm just being broad, just being very general here. There's a kotush that you're doing it to prepare it for something else. And then there's a kotush that you're going to eat it kotush. You don't crush the tamarim in order to do something with them. You're crushing the tamarim, it would seem, to eat them as a crushed entity. But these other things, you're either crushing the karkom in order that you can add yayin to it, because otherwise the flavor of the karkom apparently won't go into the yayin, right? Or you're crushing the shumshumim in order to be motzi, the shemen, right? Or you're crushing the grapes. For some reason I always have to remember that last case. In order to get the
add water
to the shell, to the skins and the seeds,
one.
Right? So it's not a kesisha that you want to change. It's not a kesisha that's a derech achila of this thing. You know what I'm saying? That apparently is the maskona, that if it's a kesisha that's a derech achila of this thing, that's b'mil sayu kaimi. But Ravina thought he was asking of a kesisha that's really changing it for another reason. For another reason. Either to prepare it as an ingredient in the yayin, or to extract the oil, or to make mead. Right? Temed. Yeah. So what would the halacha be in those cases? Yeah.
But in those cases, they're never taken up. That just like triggered a stop to think into another trivial area. How did that work exactly?
How did that work? That what? That this guy asked the question. Rava didn't understand it, and Ravina asked him, "Is this what you're asking?"
But when it says that they brought the correct thought to his mind, it's not that now he started thinking into Ravina's cases. He thought it was something totally different, and they never took up Ravina's cases.
Well, that's the question. Rabbeinu Chananel says those cases were never taken up for some reason, and those are all suffix. That is strange pshat according to Rabbeinu Chananel.
Can you also say that?
But Mistabra, I'd say they're all shahakal. That Ravina was sort of like. Question what Ravina was doing. Was he putting him down? Saying, well, you're asking these questions? These are like obvious things. Or he was really being helpful?
Right, words,
and they were really good questions.
Just like punching that they're all shahakal.
But if you're going to really bring Hanada, why didn't Rabbi answer his question? It's funny. Right? Why didn't he answer the question?
That's why it would seem like really like the question is not a stuff. They're really all shahakal. That's why Rabbi knew it must not be that. That's what they're asking Mahu about. They know.
Right.
There's no question.
But again, so how is this different than the Kemach cases? Because it's different than the Kemach cases. Why is it different than the Kemach cases? For the very simple reason that the Kemach is simply taking the wheat and breaking it into small pieces. It's not a deconstruction of the thing. We're going to make a new terminology here. Okay? The difference between a destruction and a deconstruction. You got it, Levy? The chilek? Right? Destruction means just taking the thing as it is and breaking it up into pieces. Okay? I'm sort of coining that. You understand? That's not really what it always necessarily means. But deconstruction means that you're breaking out its qualities into separate entities. Meaning to say that the original grape has mashke and substance. Right? So now the deconstruction would be to separate the mashke and the substance. But the wheat is just a destruction of the form. You're just taking the kernel and you're breaking it up into tiny little pieces. Right? Now, paradoxically, you could reconstruct the destruction, but not deconstruction. Anyway, so...
into a destruction. Really?
Oh, you're too fast for me. All right, so... Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to be a problem or not with the wheat. With the wheat, how does Rashi learn that wheat? What is, does Rashi possibly by the wheat? Just out of curiosity. Does Rashi Paskin? It doesn't say what we hold on the wheat. It's a big machlokas, right? What the outcome of the wheat is.
Like the Rashba is also like
Masubah
about that, right?
The Rashba is Masubah because he holds still an open question on the next Gemara. Right? Right? Or at least he holds that the Gemara never really seemed to resolve it and it should go, it should be a question. But nobody asks it over here. That's what bothers me. But that's what I'm saying. It's a different issue. So what's Rashi saying over here? So Rashi seems to disagree with the Meiri. Seems to me Rashi disagrees with the Meiri. Rashi doesn't seem to hold that it has to be a psolus. Doesn't seem to hold that you extracted the shemen, for instance. Or even that you extracted the juice. What do you say? I mean, that's what John was asking me yesterday. When Rashi says, for instance, you're crushing the anovim, does that mean it's just the psolas? The waste, just the chartzonim? Or the shumshmi, lehotzi shmenim. You crush the shumshmim in order to get out the shuman. But does that mean that, was he asking on the shells and the crushed shumshmim, or was he talking about them as they exist? Now, the Meiri was saying all those questions were just after the thing that was crushed, after you extracted the good part from the crushing. I mean, what do you say about Rashi? It's not clear to me from Rashi. The Shumfri sounds like it's all there. Like it's all there. But the Anovim case sort of does sound, I mean, it's not clear to me. It's mashma like that they're just crushed, and they're still there. You haven't necessarily done the next step. Even that would be a question. So then Rashi would be, if you're going to learn like that, then Rashi is saying that when does it get a, when do you make a shahakol and when do you make a, the bracha of the thing, when you crush the object? What's the chiluk? When do you make a shahakol, when do you make the bracha of the original thing? When you make a shahakol, he says, as long as a new function emerges. Now, as long as you crush the shumshmim and now this shemen, right, that new component has emerged. It has the capability now in its state of being shemen. You don't actually have to produce that new functional entity. That's the Meiriyot. You have to actually produce that new entity. But the Rashi seems though, as long as the change is a change that produces a new function, that now allows there to be two entities, the shemen and the waste, that's considered the shinui of the pri. That's considered the shinui of the pri. Right? But by the date, like the Rambam says, it becomes an isa. It's still one entity. It's still one entity. You don't have now, like, two things over here. You don't call that a shinui. As long as there's no new function that has arisen, even though it's still slightly different than the kemach, because by the dates, even though the juices do in some small way come out, but they repatriate. You know what I mean? They become part of it again. And it ends up like an Esau. And Esau is like Kemach and Mayim. So it's not like, it's not purely like kemach. Kemach, you just take the kernel and you're just breaking it into pieces. In other words, you have three cases, I would say. You have a case of kemach where you take the kernel and you break it into pieces. Nothing has changed other than their unity. Okay? Then it would seem you have a case like the shumshumim. Karakom is a little bit unclear to me. But like the shumshumim, where you crush them, and now you actually have two substances. Okay? You have the oil and the solus. And the refuse. Right? And then you have the final case, it would seem, is where you crush it, but the two components join into one entity. They join to be one entity of achila. You never produce a separate entity. The components are not the same as they were. If the lachus is not the same as it was before, with the substance is a whole new thing, but it never has become a new, never was produced as a separate entity. I mean, so the nafka mina would be, yeah, so in a sense it's similar to the Miri, but it would seem to me the question between Rashi and the Miri would be, if it does become a separate entity and then you just mix it back in, could be Rashi would hold it, that doesn't matter, it's too late already. Once it became a separate entity, it's just another thing, and now it's just going to be a shackle. So...
I mean, like, you juice oranges, and then you put the...
Well, or like, yeah, right, exactly. So...
Can
you
explain just again, where the
Meiri
and Rashi disagree?
I'm not 100% sure if they're disagreeing. But it would seem to me that Meiri held that he doesn't care about... He seemed to hold that as long as they were together, and it still is one entity of Ochel, even though it now has two different components, right? Even though they're not really like a mixture, right? It still is going to be one bracha. It's still going to be the same bracha. But it seems to me that Rashi's saying as long as the... as long as when you crush it, the shuman comes out as a separate entity, even though you see it remains together, it's still visibly, functionally, it's still possible to function in two different things. It doesn't matter anymore. But I'm not sure. It could be the Miri is agreeing. You're just talking about it. It could be the Miri is really agreeing. You're just saying that as long as it doesn't... Let's leave the Miri out. I mean, I think the idea, though, is this, that if it emerges as a separate entity, even though you can eat it as one, like the shumshumim,
which are those?
Sesames, and then you crush them, and now there's the sesame seeds with the oil, so that is considered a shinoi gain Rashi, because now you have the two entities. Now the shaman is one type of an entity. See, Rashi is very careful when he says that that's why I say I'm not sure if he's arguing with the Miri. Because Rashi's careful when he says the shumshum, he says, it's the type of pressing that removes the oil. You understand? That's an important factor. If you take the shumshum and grind them and make them into a paste, I don't think Rashi would not say that would be more like the case of the tamarim. Because you never produced a separate entity.
Are you saying that the case of crushing the dates, it's like you're just reforming, like the other
thing? That's right.
It's not, even though at one point you will extract the juice, but then since it all just
but it never
world,
really
is
like a nolad as its own entity. Uh-huh. But he's saying if you press the shumshumim, and now it's separate, now you have two things, now you have the oil and the original seeds, doesn't matter anymore. Whether you eat them together or not. That's not important anymore. That type of a change is a shiyun. So the applesauce, it would seem, according to Rashi, would be like the dates. It's just a change in its form, in terms of achila. But it's not two separate entities. It's not making juice and...
It's not more like the chita?
You mean it should be a haif?
No, because it really has juice, and the whole thing becomes
oh, the juice.
Different thing.
But the apple juice, really, there is apple juice, and then...
Yeah, but there's also Dvash Tamarim. But it doesn't matter. That's why the Ram has those two cases together. Right? Because saying the Dvash Tamarim, if it would come out, would be Zeah. But as long as you squeeze it Biyad, I mean, maybe that's what he means by Biyad, that you're not pressing it like a press that like separates extension. Out the things. You know I mean, if you do it Biyad, it means it all has to stay together. You know what I mean? It indicates the type of...
Maybe he would hold it as long as at one point it was like a separate entity, but then you mixed it back.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That would seem Rashi would hold that. That if you take the shumshum and you press them, you make the oil and then thing, and then you remix it into a paste, that would be too late. That wouldn't matter.
It's all about the way you separate it?
Correct. Does it ever emerge as a separate functional entity? That's a shinoi in the pre. And if it doesn't, just because it's deconstructed and reconstructed in a different way, that doesn't matter. That's still with Milsayo Kaimi.
But you're saying also by the day, Rashi would agree, if you did squeeze it, like, and you just had juice, and then the
yes,
day, and then
you
mixed yes. it back, it would
yes.
be just like the shum shum.
That's why moch. Moch means mushed.
Right.
So, I don't really think Rashi and the Rambam are disagreeing. I don't really think they're disagreeing.
Doesn't the Rambam takes out the seeds, though, right? Like the pit?
I mean, he's just trying to show you how crushed it is, how smushed it is. That means you can really mash it up fine. All right? But look, it's a big machlokas in the Achronim. Had a paskin on these things. So
wait, the Achronim learned that they're being cholik.
It's machlokas if the Ram and the Rashi are arguing or not.
The ones who learn that it's a machlokas, how do they...
They say that Rashi holds that it still has to be nicker. What it is. That's what it says, kostush ktsas.
But
you can still tell what it is.
We're saying that really that doesn't have anything to do with the crushing. That's just the nature of the...
That's right. Ksas means, I would say it means kostush ktsas. Means it's still recognized. It's still the same, it's still one entity. It's not like a whole new process.
I mean, they would say, if the corner of the limb went that way, they would say that if you just smush it enough and it's not nicker, it would be a suffix, and then it would be...
They hold that it would be a shackle at that point, right? That's the main psak, is that if you can't tell what it was anymore, right, then it's a shackle. They never understood exactly what it means by telling what it was or not. I mean, can you tell mashed potatoes were potatoes? Yeah, because you've seen mashed potatoes before.
Yeah,
what does it mean? Like, if you drop down from the moon and someone shows you a potato, mashed potato, and said, now figure out what it was? I don't know what that means exactly. Can you go by the color? Can you go by...
It just seems like such a smooth way we're learning. Three cases really are totally...
What about the carcom is a little bit confusing. The carcom is like no, is there any... The carcom is a little bit harder. But it would seem the carcom is being changed as a from an ochel to a to like a tavlin. A different type of a change. I don't know if there's a juice that comes out of the carcom. But apparently on its own you could eat it, and this way it's more like a... I mean, I don't know, the carcom sounds more like the flour type of case. It's not clear to me with the carcom. The carcom's not clear to me. He just says it's kochino. I mean, maybe it does extract. Maybe it does expel some liquid to. I guess that's what you're doing. You want the. That's the difference between whether it gives flavor or not. Is it the moisture is going to be revealed. I don't know.
So why do you make it so?
Why do we have three questions?
No, the trima, the trima. It's not the end. Why do you make it?
Oh. Because it's been Mosaio Kaimi.
Which means what?
Which means as long as there was no new function that emerged from the crushing, then it's still considered the same entity. It's only the crushing that produces a new functional entity, like a shemen, will be considered to have changed the entity. Okay? All right. But,
You're wondering about the kartum, you said?
Yeah, the kartum. Not clear to me exactly if that's like a liquid inside there.
Well, it seems like there's not, but it could be a new entity, because you're like creating like a...
I think getting closer to the kema. Right. right? You seem there is some moisture in there that you're... But over there, it's a different type of a thing. That since it's a spice, you don't need to have a lot of moisture. It's not like shemen. You know what I mean? The shear of what is different, the shear is going to be depending on the type of thing. By shemen, if it's just slightly wetter, that's not really going to help you. Because you want the... But by a spice, the fact that it has even a little bit of lachas that emerges is a new functional entity. Yeah, I mean? Okay. All right, what'd you do on the Shasisa case? Did it tomorrow?
We filed. Yep.
And the Rashba? Okay. All right, let's see. It's a very interesting case. I mean, it finally ties in everything all back together.
Someone said it.
It finally ties everything back together with the Shaitan and all that stuff. Hard to put it all together, though. Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Shasisa. So what is Shasisa? Sort of what it sounds like, right?
It's not.
Who wants to read? Who wants to read today? Any takers?
I'll read.
Next.
Go ahead.
Great. Shasisa, Rav Amar Shahakol, Mihi Devaro, Ushmul Amar Bori Minim Zonos.
So Rav says it's a Shahakol, and Shmuel says it's a Mizonos. Okay, what does Shasisa Rashi?
Rashi, Michael Ha'asui Mikemach Klaios, Shinis Yavshu Batonor, Be'od Shashi Bolim Lachem. So it's a food that's made from the flour of... nuts?
No, roasted kernels.
Roasted kernels. Shinis yavshu, the tanor that were roasted in the oven. Beod sheshi balam lachen.
So apparently they're young. They're the young kernels when the stalks are still wet, and they take them and they roast them, and they make a flour out of them. What? The older they get, the drier they get. Right, wheat only looks like it's like straw at the end.
So if you're putting it in the oven, it doesn't make how wet it is. You're drying that anyway.
Right, so apparently it's younger. It's younger, I guess. It's a younger kernel. Better to do this type of thing.
There are three different descriptions. In Erevin, he says there's dvashin here also. And in Shabbos, he says there's shemen and melech.
Well, he says, what is the Gilad Rasha says?
It's basically a kugel.
He says, Kain Kosav Rashi, Malachim.
It's a very broad definition.
Malachim.
It's a different recipe we can have.
Wait, which one? Which
sometimes
you
sometimes oil and salt. Sometimes oil honey. Salt.
What? The Gilad Rasha says Rashi gets the same shot in Malachim.
In Shabbos, he says it's oil and salt.
Well, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Huat Koli. It's with oil, salt, and flour, or water. Well, there has to be some liquid in there. You're not sure if it's oil or water. And of course, a little salt. You just have flour and water.
And honey. In Eruv, she says honey.
And that's for a party, you put in a little honey. Okay, so... that's for Rosh Hashanah. Airman or Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, so, get it? Okay. All right, so anyway, it's a food, it's basically flour and water, more or less. Right? Flour and water, maybe flour and oil. So, the main point here is that it's flour and it's a little bit liquidy. Right? So, Rav says Shahakol. And Shmuel says Mizonos. So, Mizonos, I understand. But Shahakol is special. So, anyway, the Gemara says that what?
Amorachizda velopugi. Habe'ava, habe'racha.
There's no argument here.
Right.
Rav and Shmuel are not arguing here. So what's the how come one says Shaka, one says Mizonos?
One case is where it's thick, the other case is where it's thinned out. Ava lechila abdila, racha lerefua ka abdila.
So where it's thick, that's for achila, and then you make a Mizonos. And where it's thin, then what? or loose, then it's for refuah. Then it's for refuah. And when it's for refuah, it's a shakal. Now, what does it mean that it's for refuah? Let's see Rashi again. Of ava lachila avila. It's interesting.
Ava lachila avila.
That's always the main question. That's always the main question. The milsei kaima. Interesting. The milsei kaima. What is this thing?
What's been the flower?
The flower. The flower.
But isn't it just the difference between them, like, consistency? So, I mean, what's the difference between the flower and...
Yeah, it's not say kaima means it's flour.
What?
Point of says it's not mostly kaima.
Well, there's two questions. What does it mean between thick and thin? And what does it mean when it's thick, it's the milsa kaima? And apparently, when it's thin, it's not milsa kaima. Right? Yeah, two good questions. Okay, so, so let's go through the pshat in the Gemara first, okay? Then we'll come back to the Rishonim. Let's just get through the pshat over here. Did you get through the whole pshat? Max?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Until when?
Until two dots.
Okay. No, but I'll read. I didn't know we were supposed to go that far. Okay? I can still keep reading if you want.
I think it's a good idea to see the whole Gemara, and then we'll come back and see the Rishonim. Go ahead.
Mesiv Rav Yosef. Veshavin she...
Just tell me when you stop, when you're on new territory.
Right now.
Right now. Okay, anybody else want to read?
Let's bring a closer.
Levi, you want to try it? At least I saw you working on it.
Okay. Where are we at?
Right where the little devil fish. Good. Okay, so we didn't understand that. So we just kept going, right? Okay. So this is in Shabbos. This is a whole separate issue. This is a question of evil. It's a question of Losh. Malach of Losh on Shabbos. Right? So you can't make dough on Shabbos, right? You can't make dough on Shabbos. But it says this case of racha, they agreed you could do. Okay, bochshin, it means Rashi is magisin bekaf. You mix it with a spoon. La'arvo yofa b'meimav. And the Gemara says it's talking about the loose one, right? So that's not called lisha. It's too loose. To be lisha, to be lush, it has to have a certain thickness.
What's lush?
No.
What's that?
Klisha.
Klisha means weak, weak. But lisha is a malacha, right? It means making dough.
Kneading.
If it's already cooked, how do you make dough?
How do you make dough?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole machlokas. You can make dough out of mud. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean dough. It doesn't necessarily mean for bread. I mean, the paradigm is pas, but but the toldos would be, or at least the sugar of one. Right. Yeah, kneading. The reason why I didn't say kneading, because sometimes kneading means like there's dough already, right, and mushing it up. Yeah. But you're right. That's what they always say. Okay, go ahead.
The yeast of the diet of the refuah comes out in.
It's a practical shiloh when you have like baby food. Like a lot of times you have things like that. Like it's a powder and you want to mix it up. Make a paste. Take a powder and make a paste. That's basically
I wonder why the kids do
the question. Okay. Go ahead. So that very case is talking about racha. That case is talking about racha. And it says everybody agrees you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And if you tell me racha is for refuah, why are you allowed to do it? So you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. So, Bison, doesn't it make sense? That's very good. It's clear because there's a Mishnah. It says a what? Anything that's a food. Now, be mindful of this washing again.
Is it allowed to eat it on top?
Well, otherwise, why are you making it? I mean, that's the assumption. Assumption is that you're eating it.
They wouldn't have a question just on the making.
No. Apparently not.
Has to be
or they would have said something. They would have said something. Would have said something. Yeah, you're preparing it for Shabbos.
It's one of those roundabout.
Okay.
Right.
Apparently, it's not like a refuah for a real chola. You know what I mean? It's not like a refuah for right, no for Mishka or something.
Then you can do anything.
That's right. Go ahead. So Bai says, well, there's no problem here because the Mishnah says any food that you eat for a fua, and any drink that you drink for, you can drink anything for a fua, as long as it's an ochel you can eat it, as long as it's a mashke you can drink it. So by the way, you see, mashke doesn't mean just a liquid. Mashke doesn't mean just a liquid, right? It means a drink.
Based on how you eat it, or like do you chew it or just
right. But it doesn't just mean a liquid, because that's not true. You can't just drink any liquid. If it's a liquid that's for a fool, you can't drink it. It means any food you can eat for a fool and any drink you can drink for a fool. But the word mashke implies derech achila already. Okay, so right, elama islach lemeimar. So what about the Mishnah itself? It says that he can eat it for refuah, but refuah is also on Shabbos. So what must you say? That it's lush is a little funny. It's not that he's really mechavin for achila. It means it's a maisa achila. He's doing a maisa achila, and the refuah comes, right? And the refuah comes.
So it comes out from this that we're saying that our case of Rafa is going to be an achila with a side benefit of reward.
Exactly. So it still has the definition of an ochel or a mashke. It still has the definition of a normal food or a normal drink. Right? And that's why you can have it on Shabbos.
It should be in the zone.
Well, that raises all right. This becomes problematic. It raises problems now. Go ahead. I'll see Rashi. Kol mashkim shosa.
Alma leachila mecharin. Refuah mimela havya. Hachinami leachila mecharin.
Right. In other words, the maisa is on the. You can be mechavin. That doesn't mean what you ultimately want to occur. But
it says
like,
in the refuah.
It's like the other Rashi's who said that it has to be mucha milsa b'refuah, or like Tosa says. I mean, the Rashi's lashon here is more like Tosa's lashon, that it can't be mucha milsa b'refuah kamechavin. You have to be able to say that he's mechavin for achila. So you can still say that here, that it still appears like someone is actually just doing a ma'aseh achila, right? Because the Mishnah says you can eat it for a fool. Can't mean that you're mechav for not mechav for a fool.
Take yourself out.
It means the only iser is if it's muchach that it's for a fool. That you're mechav for a fool. Like Tosa said on Lamed Vav. It says, She'ena el refuah. He says, "Dekam mukha milsa the time of the nitzar by the oil mishum dekam mukha milsa the refuah kamachavin." Right, has to be muchach from the maisa that your only kavan is refuah. But as long as it's a shasiya, as long as it's a mashke, it's still muchach. It's not muchach that you're mechavin for refuah. It could be that you're mechavin for achila. Okay, it's not intrinsically a maisa of refuah. We'll see. I don't want to get too much trouble here. Go ahead.
Lishna Achrina. Ella ma'ikamor gavrla chila kamachavin refua mimela kahavya achinami la chila kamachavin refua mimela kahavya.
So what's the lishna chlina? On what? On the Mishnah? I mean, he definitely brought in the Mishnah. But now the question is, what was he saying from the Mishnah? Mm-hmm. Ella, I mean, the lishna chlina is from what? The Ella islach lemeimar. Mm-hmm. Ella yeah. maslach lemeimar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Back when Rashi first explains it, he just gives like the lishna.
Yeah. What is the difference? Elama islach lemeimar. The first one says gavra lachila kamachavin.
The second one adds in the next.
He just adds in that the refuah meila kahavi. That's all. That's all the verse. The difficulty was it was a whole different lishna.
Sounds like
the same thing. I don't know.
Because Rashi on the whole Amashim shows, he just gives the.
He gives the second.
To the because it's just like the clearest one. It doesn't sound
right.
Like Rashi's line. They're like different.
Right. I don't know. Okay, go ahead. V'tzricha d'rav. V'shmuel. What does that mean? You need Rabbi Shmuel. What does that mean, Rashi?
The tzricha de Rabbi Shmuel. Va'af agav de tanyal in Shabbos de ochelu umutar la ochel b'Shabbos.
So even though we're really talking about this very thing, the shesisa, and the Mishnah is including it. Now, as you must say, that the Mishnah is from the Mishnah of Kol HaMashkin, right? You would know that's talking about shesisa already, because it's an ochel, it's a type of mashkin. So what? It's a type of mashke. So what? Rashi umutlof. It's a chlamei with the Torah brachos. So then for the very same reason that you can take it on Shabbos, right? You should know that there's a bracha.
Couldn't there still be machlokes as to what the bracha is?
That apparently is not what we need the rav for. It's an interesting thing. Apparently we didn't need Rav to tell us it's a shakal. We would know that. It's an interesting thing.
So some bracha here is a rapid. It's not just...
No, the fact that it needs a bracha at all. In other words, we're saying, why did Rav have to tell us that racha gets a shakal? Apparently there's no question what the bracha is. Apparently it's obvious that the bracha is a shakal. Right.
If we knew the fact that you had to.
If we know that it's a food. As long as we know it's considered a food, right, then it's obvious that the bracha is a shakal. So we know from the Mishnah that says you're allowed to drink any drink, even though it's a refuah, right? So we know that the shesisa is considered a food. We know that the shesisa is considered a food. We don't need Rav to tell us that it's a food. No, it's the fact that you also get refuah from it doesn't mean it's not a food. That's apparently what you're learning from the Mishnah. That just the fact that it's also considered for refuah is not mafkia, the fact that it's a food. Even though it would seem, like Tosa says, we'll see the Rishonim, that this really is mainly for refuah, right? Yeah. But that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That just because, and we're going to have to define this, I just want to get the facts straight. But the facts apparently are that the shesisa is essentially made for refuah. That's why you make it so loose. That's the way it's consumed that way because of refuah. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says it's considered a food, right? So that we know from the Mishnah as a food. So what do we need Rav to tell us as a food?
But don't.
Assuming, of course, that we would automatically know it's a shahakal once we know it's a food. Right?
Well, maybe you would, but they're also bringing Shmuel down. So once you bring Shmuel, you bring machlokas, you need to bring both sheep.
It's not a machlokas.
It's not a machlokas, though.
What do you mean?
Because Shmuel was talking about Ava, and Rav was talking about Racha. So in other words, we know everything from the Mishnah. We know that even though it's essentially a refuah, that you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So what does that show you? It's considered a food. So once it's a food, then we should know from the Mishnah that it demands a bracha. And apparently the Gemara didn't think it's a chiddush that it's a shahakal, as opposed to any other bracha. Right? So what do we need Rav to tell us that it is a food once the Mishnah already told us it's a food? Right? So he says, no, you need Rav. Why? Because I would have thought that what? I would have thought Hocha the Ime Hai from the Mishnah Hava Minala Chilaka Machavin Rufuma Mela Kohavi. Sounds like it's endorsing the second Mishnah, right? Aval Hocha Kevin Dilchat Chilaka Rufuka Machavin Lo Livruch Iluya Klal Komash Malan. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
If you learned it out from Shabbos. I mean, if you only had it
from the Mishnah, right. I would have said that when you eat it as a food, when you have kavana for the food aspect of it, right, and the refuah is just accidental. In other words, maybe there were different ways you could cure the same thing. And you decide you want to do it with this because you also want to have the food aspect. Right? So then you'd make a bracha. But I would think that if my whole kavana was for the refuah, and I'm not interested in anno at all, that I don't need to make a bracha.
It just gets confusing, because now you're saying that lachila kamachavin really means his das, but before you said it just means that the thing is an oka. Then when he said, Islach lememar, the gavra lachila kamachavin, but since the Mishnah says that it's really for a fool, you have to interpret that to mean that it just is an ochel. So why now are you saying that it really means...
No, from the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos is just saying that the Maisa is not intrinsically a Maisa of refua. Because it could also be eaten as an ochel. Right? But you might think that's enough, the fact that it's possible to be an ochel is enough to say it's mutar on Shabbos. Right? But for the bracha, maybe it depends on what your kavanah really is. You know what I'm saying? In terms of Shabbos, as long as you can't say it's absolutely a maaser refuah, it's mutar. So as long as sometimes a person might eat it as a food, then you can't say it's intrinsically a maaser refuah on Shabbos. That doesn't matter with your kavanah. In terms of refuah, the to be mutar or usar on Shabbos goes by the thing and how it could be consumed. Does not go by your kavan at all. And as long as the thing can be consumed as an ochel, then it's not a maisa refuah. Maisa refuah has to go by the maisa alone, that it's only an entity of refuah. Right? So on Shabbos, the possibility that it can be eaten as an ochel is makir, the use as a refuah. Right? Because it has to be something that is intrinsically a refuah. But bracha maybe goes by your kavana. Maybe by bracha, though, it goes by your kavana. And if my kavana is just refuah, then I don't need the bracha at all. That's what Rav is telling you. That by bracha too, it doesn't go by your kavana.
Yeah. I mean, this is just me, but it seems like in the lines of the Gemara, it's saying Hava mila achila kamachavein or hava mila kahavia avalacha kiemen el achila refuah kamachavein. It seems like it's contrasting the two different kavanas.
I understand, like, but that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat, because that's not the halacha. Yeah, you're right. But it means to say that by unless... Look.
I understand factually what you're saying. Just doesn't come out of it.
No, because by Shabbos you don't need kavana. Shabbos doesn't do with kavana.
You need that it's not mukhmal, so it's
right. Right.
How do we know that the Gemara pshat is more like that?
Well, because even Rashi seems to be learning like that Tosfos now.
I mean, that's...
John, which one are you talking about? Tosfos on Lama Bob?
Okay, you want to leave? We can leave it as an open question. But I'm just telling you. I think that's the way the Rishonim learn it. But you're right. From the strict, from just the lashon of the Gemara, you could say that on Shabbos you have to have kavanah for achila. But that's not the way it's understood, because there's no category. Nobody holds the issur refuah. I mean, it's davar muskam apparently. Nobody holds the issur refuah as a question of kavanah, because there's no issur to be mechavim for any refuah. No, it has nothing to do with kavanah. It has to do with the maisa.
And how is it?
That's apparently a davar pashut. What?
And how would it ever be mutter to have open if it really goes to the kavanah?
Yeah, right. Then
it's like a joke, right?
Then you would say if a guy is not feeling well and he drinks orange juice and he has intention that the orange juice should help him.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying that the food itself.
I believe you, Dave.
Right, if we say it's not only a food of refuah, so then we can say that it would be mutter, right?
On Shabbos, right.
So then once it's mutter, then there's the question of the bracha.
Right.
So by the bracha, there's a question of kavana. Whether it's kavana for the refuah, then it would be shahatal. And
if it would be no. If it was kavana for refuah, there was an option that wouldn't be any bracha.
Then you would think there's no bracha.
That's right. And that's what Rava's coming to tell you.
Why would you think?
You weren't here, but this same exact chakira came up earlier in the Gemara. That there's a question if you need to have kavan, if the bracha is a matir for achila or not. You might say that you only need to make a bracha to be matir the activity of achila, but not for the activity of refuah. Yeah.
But the refuah is what's giving it a shahakal, isn't it?
No. It's a good question. And the Rishonim say exactly no.
It's the hana.
That's a good question. What's that?
It's the racha that's on it.
It's the racha.
Yes. It's a new noun. I admit it.
What's that?
According to the
Rashba,
it's not the Racha.
Let's see. So.
Well,
so let's just get the facts straight again tomorrow. Let's just get the facts straight tomorrow, and then we'll take the Rishon and analyze it. Okay? Let's take the facts straight tomorrow, and then we'll go take the Rishon and analyze. The facts are as follows. I think Daniel gave a good rendition of the facts. But the fact, in case we're not listening to him, we'll just quickly review it. The facts are as follows. That what? That there's this, there's something called shasisa, and it can be prepared in one of two ways. It can be prepared thick or thin. It's made out of flour and water. And it can be made thick or it can be made thin. Okay? If it's made thick, then it's considered what? An achila. And it's made for achila, then everybody agrees it's a mizonos, because it's a flour and it's a water and you're eating it. Push it. But if it's racha, then the Gemara says you only make it racha for refuah. Okay? And in that state, it's a shahakal. Now, I agree with Michael that does sound like it's because it's for refuah. But let's wait to see what the Rishon said. But all we know is that for refuah, it's made thin, and then it's a shahakal. Okay? Now the Gemara, that's really basically the thing. But now you have somewhat of a tangential issue. Question is, by Shabbos. Okay, there's an issur refuah on Shabbos. And the Gemara discusses, in terms of Shabbos, this very question. The shasisa. The thin shasisa. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that what? That, the Gemara says that you can, that everybody agrees you can make this shasisa on Shabbos. Even though it's for refuah. So the Gemara says, how could you do it for refuah? There's no, you can't take a refuah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Because it's really still an achila. It's really still considered an ochel. And as long as the thing is an ochel, then it's mutter on Shabbos, even though it has refuah. Right? So then the Gemara says, oh, so if it's an ochel, what do I need Rav to tell me the bracha? It's obvious that it's a shakol once I know it's an ochel. Why do I need Rav to tell me it's an ochel if the Mishnah says it's an ochel already? Right? So the Gemara says, no, because from the Mishnah, I would say that in terms of Shabbos, it's enough that it's an ochel to not be considered a Maaser Refuah. But maybe in terms of bracha, it goes by my kavana. And if I'm mechaven for the achila, I make a bracha. And if I'm mechaven for the refuah, I make a no bracha. And that's what Rav comes to tell me. That even though the Mishnah tells you in terms of Shabbos, it's mutter because it's an ochel, don't think in terms of bracha, it depends how you are using it. Even in terms of bracha, as long as it's an ochel, even though you take it for a refuah and you get hanah, you still chayav in bracha. Our old question of the enigma. Okay? For us, the questions are, there are two questions, right? Question is, why does this get a shahakal? Why does the shasisa get a shahakal when it's racha, if it's flour and water? Right? And why is it mutter on Shabbos if really it's made, if it seems like it is made this way just for refuah?
Well, I thought we said the second question wouldn't be a question because it still could be eaten.
Well, that's something we have to look into. I mean, I'm just telling you that we should deal with these two questions. Yeah.
What was the question?
The first question is, why is it a shakal? I mean, for our purpose, the main question is, why is it a shakal if it's flour and water? Why is it a shakal if it's flour and water? Yeah.
The second question.
Oh, let me just take one. Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to do the Rabbeinu Yona first?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
No, we need a third opinion.
Max, did you do the Rabbeinu Yona or did you do the Rashi one?
I did both.
Oh, you did both. You said you want to do the Rabbeinu Yona?
Maybe.
I think we should do half of the remaining first.
So,
move them over to first page, then we can
go ahead, just see some.
Once you pull a picture, you can't pull them back in.
Well, Kav Zayin, I'm out.
Kav Zayin?
Yeah, Kav Zayin.
If you pull your starter, you can't put them back in.
Shisa?
Johnny
Dunn. What does the riff say? What is the riff on this?
Very short.
I can't put a picture.
Why? You just said
short and straight.
What's the straight?
That's a rule, or you?
Go ahead.
What you could do is move over first page.
See some?
Where is it? Looking back to picture.
It's just these big giant letters. Just see some.
Down, down, down.
Oh.
Can't miss it.
Just see some. Rub on the shackle. Rub says shackle. It's the mafarshi. She also knows how me kemach shibolim. There are some people who explain that you make it from the flour of
stalks
that were roasted in the oven.
Okay.
Inami, another explanation, mikemach acher, shemavashlin oso, b'mayim. From a different kind of flour, it's cooked in water.
No, it's flour after you cook it in water.
Oh, it's flour after you cook it in water? Okay.
I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know what that means. All right. Anyway, it's some type of grain.
Mishum pachi, I'm reading, shim asu osa ava. If you make it thick, moshe derech lasos osa lachila, nevarach aleha borei minei mizonos.
Right.
Im haisa racha, shlo hitilu ba elameyat, kemach galvad. And if you make it thin, that you only poured into it a little bit of flour.
Right.
Kamoshe derech lasos osa la refua,
nevarach. See, it's the derech. It's in the derech that you make it for refua.
Nevarach aleha shahakol.
Right, so in other words, what's the difference between the mizonos and the shahakol? The mizonos is what is when it's it is a lot in it, and it's what? How does he say it? It's lachila. No, it's a substance. It's a real substance, and you're gonna eat it. Licorice.
That's not to say that it's only used for the refuah. It's keeping the possibility open, and also that's a type of achila for it too.
In the second side. And the racha, he's saying, is when you just sprinkle in a little bit of kemach, right, like the way you do for refuah. Right, he's not saying it has to do with the fact that you're eating it for refuah. He's saying refuah is just describing, it's just a description of the way it's prepared. It's the way you would prepare it if you needed the refuah. How would you prepare it? You just put in very little bit of flour, and it would be more like a drink. Right? More like a drink. Then you make a shakal. Umay damrinon. Go ahead.
Umay damrinon racha dela refua abila levarach shakal. Lo kamer b'nei she'ein ha'ochel osa le'ana.
We're not like the inflection. But, and when it says that you make a shahakal,
trying to get Armenia alive here a little bit.
Yeah.
when it says that it's that you that when it's thin that you
for refuah, right?
That you're making it for refuah, you should make a shahakal. It's not because you're not getting hana from it.
It is not because you're doing it for refuah. That's not the important thing is not that you're eating it for refuah and you're not eating it for the hanah. That's not the reason. It's not that you make the shahakal because you're not interested in the hanah. You're only interested in the refuah. Right, because that would be implying that that because you eat it for refuah, that knocks down its bracha. So that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that since you're eating it for refuah, it lowers the bracha. And it's a simple proof. We can prove it ourselves. From Shem and Zayas. Right? From Shem and Zayas. That's exactly the case. Shem and Zayas. You're eating it for refuah, and you make a bar b'yetz. Go ahead.
Deha amrinan kol ha'okhlin okhil adam ha'refuah ha'kol ha'mashkin hu shoseh.
Right. So, what's his proof from there?
Yeah.
What's his proof from there? Funny proof. Because he's saying that kol ha'okhlin okhil adam ha'refuah ha'kol ha'mashkin hu shoseh. So what is that proving?
Well,
what is that proving? He tries to explain it on the side over here.
Because it's still refuah, it still has the shame ochel.
And anything is shame ochel.
Right, but we just said in the Gemara that shouldn't matter. In the end.
No, he's saying, what does that mean in Shabbos? It means even though you're mechavim for refuah. That's what it means over there in Shabbos. Right? It must mean even though you're having tension for refuah.
But how do you know that affects bracha?
And still it's saying that what? How do you know that affects bracha?
It's still an achila.
He's saying it's still considered an achila. He's saying the idea of refuah doesn't change its qualities of achila, because then it would be aser.
Isn't the whole premise of the Gemara?
No, if it's an achilas refuah, if there's such a thing as an achilas refuah, then he's saying that would, what's that?
Isn't the whole premise of the Gemara that you can't learn from Shabbos? Meaning that that's the area of Shabbos and this is bracha. It's a different area.
That's what
I
just said.
I mean, you might have me that you would make a bracha. Yeah, but Rav, now Rav comes to tell you that you do make a bracha. Right? Yeah. Now, what bracha are you going to make?
Shahakal. No, but this is Rabbi Yonah's point that he's adding in here about the fact that refuah is not effective.
You can't ask me a kasha from why did Rav have to give his, why did Rav have to say his halacha? That's what you're asking. You're saying the Gemara said that without Rav, I don't have me not to make a bracha at all. So how can you prove anything to me from the Mishnah? Right? How can you prove to me something about the Mishnah about the bracha from the Mishnah when the Gemara said from the Mishnah you wouldn't even know if you have to make a bracha at all?
Right.
Right? Sounds like a good question. But what's the answer? That once Rav said his din, now you have to understand the Mishnah a little differently. Now the Mishnah doesn't have that possibility. So now he's saying it's just the shame ochel. I'm still thinking about it though.
You're still saying that the maskana, you shouldn't look at the halakha. The maskana
that's
shows
right.
You
have to look at the Mishnah understand the mission in the terms of the maskana. So now how does it work out? I'm not sure if it still works out, but how does it work out now? Now you see that what? That Rav is telling you what is the Mishnah saying. That it's the same thing.
Achila and bracha are equivalent.
Achila and bracha are equivalent. Correct. Right? That's what Rav is saying from the Mishnah. That both of them don't go by Kavana. They both go by the shame of the thing. So therefore, Kavana is not going to make a difference in the bracha. Okay, go ahead. Elohoki Gomar. Did I lose my reader?
Right.
So there's nothing to do with your intention, but he's saying it's just a description of the loose mixture. It's just a description. So what's his chilek over here? When do you make a mizonos and when do you make a shakol?
Is he just saying, like,
I don't think it's you drink it. It's just what it's made of.
Like, when he says you put a little bit of kemah.
I mean, it does sound like he has very wide cases, right? It's either like a thick mass or it's like a sprinkled.
A little bit.
Get a little coloring.
Well, yeah, if you just put a little bit of water, it wouldn't work. It's coupled to the water.
Well, no, normally we say mizonos is always the ikar. Normally we say mizonos is always the ikar.
But something like, that's like Tosfos. Shouldn't they just say your shoset and you should see your shot?
Tosfos does say that.
Oh, does it? Okay.
And Tosfos answers beer again. He gives a second answer for beer.
More?
For beer? Back with the beer.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. Tosfos is similar. Take a look at the Tosfos. I'll read you the Tosfos. See the last one. Not, it's not. It's a little confusing with all these changes. But anyway, he says like this. He says, the mashma mi denokat kol ha'ochlen, since it says all foods, right? Da'afilu she'ikro lirefuah. See, this is an important, this is what I was saying. So even though the ikar is for a fuah. Now you have a kind of a funny case where it's a food, it's an ochel, but its ikar is for refuah. Okay? It's not like orange juice. It's not like a food that also is... It's not even like oil. It's not like shemen zayis. It's something that is essentially used as a refuah. Kevan sheroi la'achila, but since it's still edible, shapir dummy, midenokat kol. That's what it implies by kol. Anything edible, even though this food, this edible thing is essentially for a fuah, as long as it still has the qualities of edibility, it's okay on Shabbos. Umasaka Gemara of Tzricha de Rav Shmuel, the pshita lemasdis in shari afalpi she'omei lerefuah. It's partial according to the Mishnah. This is mutter, even though it's essentially it's omei for refuah. I mean, according to this Gemara, this is amazing. Kula, that anything that's a food, even though this type of food is always used for refuah, that's what it's essentially used for. It's mutter.
Kapra.
That's right. Of al derav Shmuel Ashmoina and the lo name are given the ikro lirafua lo livrachalea klal. That's exactly the question. That since it's a food that is essentially a refua, so for Shabbos it's good. Maybe for bracha it's not. He's learning the case a little differently, right? He's learning a little differently. It's not like a repeat of the Shemen Zayas. It's more. Shemen Zayis is really a food that you have kavana for refuah, right? But here he's saying this whole food is essentially a refuah, right? It's a little different. It's a little bit of a worse case. Let's keep that on the side. He says it like this. I just want to read this. We'll go over it tomorrow, just so you get it straight. He says. Kamash Malon, Kevin the Mishani Minei Boy Bruchi. Umakomakom Lo Yvorchel Shahako. He says, but still, what is the bracha? It's a shahako. Kevin She'eno Osli Lisod. See, it's a little different. He says, why is there no mizonos? Why is there no mizonos? Because you eat it, you don't eat it to satiate yourself.
How's he going to end up shahako the Gemara then? Because he seems to say there's a halamina that wouldn't be shahako. So why is it asking that?
No, that means it would be a bracha.
But now he's saying that you only say shahako.
He's explaining why.
Right, so the penalty is a halamina, there'd be a greater bracha by Rafa.
We have Avina, but the Gemara doesn't have Avina.
What's the difference?
Difference is, that's not really a good question.
Uh-huh. It's supposed to ask a bad question sometimes.
For us, uh-huh. we're limited in our... We're reconstructing their system, but based on their system, it was obvious that it was a shackle. We have to try to get back to what their system was.
When he says that it's not soed, does that mean to say that it just isn't, or you would do it?
Apparently it isn't. It's so loose that you're not going to be able to be soed. You're going to be just bloated from the water. You know what I mean? Ki im lishtos. It's really for Shasia. Vim kain kol davar sheyesh bo mechamishas aminim ve'inu osi lisod ki im lishtos kigon shechar ukiyotzi bo baruch shehakol. So we have another simple reason for the Shechar. It's not lissoed. Because that's what the Gemara says, right, by the Mizonos.
Does it say it has to be banned?
That what?
That you make the Mizonos will always be Iker unless it's not banned.
It's always Iker unless it's not banned. I mean,
that's what the Rosh is actually.
See, it's like Rashi's. Ki iyachi design the soid mazonu. Mazon is something that's soid.
How can design soid?
Satisfying. yeah. So that's what Tosa is saying. That what? That it's not soid. It's not soid. All right. So that's the chilek he's making. He's saying you make a shahakol, you make a mazonos if it's soid, and you make a shahakol if it's not soid. Yeah, Daniel.
But why would Rabbeinu Yonah say that shahakol?
I mean, it would seem it's the same idea. He doesn't. He doesn't do the makabe patish over there. He doesn't finish it off.
He says the same idea as what?
I thought it was a different idea.
Yeah, what is the idea?
No, because I thought he's saying that the main point is that it's made. I mean, the idea that he rejects is that your kavana. It's really an ochel as the food. Your kavana is rejects that. But why is this different? Because you're making it. I mean, the ochel, but it's a characteristic of the ochel that it's a refuah.
You're making it?
I mean, you're making it for derech refuah. The fact that you make it racha.
No, he says it's like the way you make it for refuah. That's just like the way you make it for refuah. It doesn't matter what you're really making it for.
I mean, you could really make it for eating.
So why is it
how you would make it if you were going to make it for
refuah. Like the coin thing, why is he going to go through all this? I mean, why do I care if it's actually for refuah? Like, I mean, is it that it's racha like refuah that makes a difference, or is it that just that it's racha and racha should get a shakal?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. All right, what are we going to think about? What are we working on for tomorrow? Let's just so that everybody's walking away clearly here. Okay, so I think we should work on for tomorrow. Go back to the Rashi, right? How is Rashi explaining? Now that we have all the facts, and we see the inyonim from Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. First of all, we should try to define Tosfos' chilek of when you make a mizonos and when you make a shakal. And see if we can understand Rashi's idea of milsei kai, right? And the way Tosfos has the question by Rafua, right? Seems a little different than the one of the Shemit. But I also want to do is the Rashba, because the Rashba asks a powerful question. The Rashba asks, says it's fine that it's not a mizonos. But why isn't it an adama?
Yeah, how could it get a better bracha?
So it's fine. You tell me it's not soy, right? I understand it's not soy. But why don't you say it's an adama? That's his question.
Is that because it's kemach?
Because it's kemach. Kemach is adama, he says.
Oh, we pass
no. He says if you hold that way, Morris should at least take up that
bracha. So you say that Rabbeinu Yonah is.
I love thinking.